Abortion providers say once the bill is signed, it would be the most restrictive abortion ban in effect in the country. The bill would prohibit all abortions except to save the life of a pregnant woman or if the pregnancy is the result of rape or incest that has been reported to law enforcement. More than 2,000 firefighters battling the largest U.S. wildfire have dug backup fire lines and rearranged fire engines around homes in northeast New Mexico. That's in anticipation of a return to windy, dangerous conditions. And President Biden is hailing the applications of Sweden and Finland to join NATO as the leaders of the long neutral European nations visited the White House earlier. This is SRN News.
About to compare a pepper shaker to a cash out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Today in the state of Missouri, the average price of gasoline today, as of this morning, is $4.10. Average price of diesel is $5.18. And I'm sure you've seen the reporting this morning that now AAA is projecting that gas prices will hit a national average of $6 a gallon by the month of August. Is this acceptable to you?
No, it is not. And you can thank the activity of Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine and pulling essentially those barrels.
With all due respect, Madam Secretary, that's utter nonsense. In January of 2021, the average gas price in my state was $2.07. 8 months later, long before Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine, that price was up over 30%, and it has been going up consistently since. What are you doing to reverse this administration's policies that are drawing down our own supply of energy in this country, that are throttling oil and gas production in the United States of America? What are you doing about it?
With respect, sir, it is not administration policies that have affected supply and demand.
How can you say that when the price of gas was up over 30% from January to... You answer my questions. And it's my time, Madam Secretary, so why don't you answer my question? From January to August, the price of gasoline was up over 30%. In my state alone, it has been a continuous upward tick since then. And here's what your president did when he first came to office. He immediately re-entered the Paris Climate Accord. He canceled the Keystone Pipeline. He halted leasing programs in Anwar. He issued a 60-day halt on all new oil and gas leases and drilling permits on federal lands and waters. That's nationwide. That accounts, by the way, for 25% of U.S. oil production. He directed federal agencies to eliminate all supports for fossil fuels. He imposed new regulations on oil and gas and methane emissions. Those were all just in the first few days. Are you telling me that's had no effect on our energy supply?
94% of the oil and gas executives that were surveyed by the Dallas Fed said that administration policies had nothing to do with the increase in the price of oil.
I'm not interested in opinions of these people. I'm interested in the facts. Are you telling me that these policies had no effect? Is that your testimony that these policies had no effect? Are you telling me, Madam Secretary, are you telling me under oath that these policies had no effect?
I'm telling you that 94% of the oil and gas industry...
I'm not interested in their opinion. I'm interested in the facts.
So, no, they did not ask
Vladimir remarkable statement
about the increase in demand and the decrease in supply from pulling Russian barrels of oil.
Oh, I can't listen to this woman lie anymore. Oh, my God, that's Jennifer Granholm. Yeah, this is the... I'm going to put this... I got to put it on Facebook. If you really believe... $4.50 or we're getting close to it in a lot of places. I think I saw it at 4:45 somewhere today.
Yeah, it's going up.
This is because of Putin invading Ukraine. You are dumber than a box of rocks. Exactly. You really need help. You need to be tested.
Absolutely.
This started on January 21st of 2021. And only one person deserves the bulk of the responsibility.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
That's the only promise he's kept.
Ain't that the truth?
Hey, welcome to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB.
Happy, 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 Greg.
Yeah.
All of the time.
Hey, one of the fun things we do on Tuesday and Thursday is we go car shopping. Would you take me to Jack Ingram?
You know what? As I rode by today on my way to this very studio, I noticed the Cayman and the 911 sitting out front. Yeah.
And that little round,
I know. I want that 911 so bad. But can't do it right now.
How did you lock your arms together to drive past it?
It was hard. It was so hard. Because, people will stop in front of you. You really got to pay attention. So I had a brief glimpse.
Well, your expertise involving anything with a motor is why I love, especially with the options at the Porsche, Mercedes, Jack Ingram stores.
Oh, Ingram's got everything. If you want a Nissan, if you want a full electric, get you a Nissan Leaf. If you want to go sporty, the best high performance, go Porsche. They got it all.
And we're looking at Mercedes-Benz right now, and they have some good certified pre-owned buying opportunities.
Look at the price on that 2011 right there.
Now,
wow.
Unless you were just an ardent student of car model lines and so forth, you would never know that was a car that's 11 years old.
No.
It's a Mercedes-Benz.
It looks
SUV.
Brand new.
And if you take the deal online, you can drive off at $204 a month on that vehicle. It's in excellent condition. The interior is pristine. It's never been in a wreck.
It's unreal.
And the engine is past muster with the mechanics at Jack Ingram. So it's something you can look at with confidence. And I'll tell you what, I like in the certified pre-owns, the older Lexus models that they have. I like the look of those better.
Mm-hmm.
They have the big grill. They had more of a, defined front end.
Yeah, the big grill thing is working its way around. The Audis have them now. BMWs have them now. I don't understand it, but I don't like it either. I like the more conservative, smaller grill.
Yeah. Also, at Jack and Mercedes-Benz, they have... They have a number of C-Class available. They've got some recent model SUVs.
The C-Class really is the ticket, in my opinion, because you get all the electronic, safety gizmos that you get in the big S-Class, but you get it for a lot less money.
Oh, look at this. There's a convertible there.
Oh,
a 2017 C-Class C300.
That is absolutely beautiful.
It is silver. It's only got 65,000 miles on it.
31 miles a gallon.
Yeah, that's the other thing. One of the finest cars on the road. So, don't write yourself out of the Mercedes dream until you've been over and visited our friends at Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz or any of the great brands and stores they have over there, including the signature pre-owns with Tip Tames and the value car lot as well. If you have a new driver in the family, they're the people to see because you can shop with confidence at Jack Ingram on the Boulevard and jackingram.com. It is 3:09. We'll be back in a moment.
My name is Dean Odle, and I am a Republican candidate for governor of Alabama. That's Dean Odle, O-D-L-E. Sadly, Alabama ranks dead last in K-12 education. Governor Kay Ivey has had almost 5 years to fix this problem, and yet Alabama is still at the bottom. In 2017, Florida ranked 29th in K-12 education, and now they are ranked third. What changed in Florida? New leadership. New leadership that ended Common Core and greatly expanded their school choice programs. My plan is to end Obama's Common Core curriculum and give all parents a choice through a complete school voucher program. Giving Kay Ivey 4 more years with our school children would be like giving the keys back to a drunk driver. On May 24th, vote Dean Odle for governor. Go to DeanOdleForGovernor.com and join the movement today. It's time for real change. Paid for by Dean Odle for Governor, P.O. Box 621, Opelika, Alabama, 36803.
When our communities needed him, he volunteered to serve. Troy Stubbs, a former educator, he now owns a local small business in Wetumpka. Troy Stubbs will take fresh ideas and Elmore County values to Montgomery. Like Trump, he's tired of political correctness and believes real leaders get things done. Troy Stubbs stands for the flag. He's not afraid to tell you he's pro-life, and will fight to kick any abortion provider out of Alabama. He's proud to be endorsed by the NRA and defend our freedoms. Troy Stubbs never runs from a fight. He'll take on Joe Biden's cancel culture any day of the week. Whether it's critical race theory, endless mandates, or some far-left idea, Troy Stubbs will fight for our freedoms and against the woke mob. Proud Alabamian, steadfast conservative Republican. Troy Stubbs for State Representative, District 31.
Paid for by Troy Stubbs for State House, P.O. Box 429, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
Hi, this is Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love, encouraging you to use your voice and your vote on May 24th. Our community is counting on us to make our voices heard in Alabama's important 22 primary election. Let's carry on Montgomery's legacy of cherishing our right to vote. For more information, please visit the Montgomery Election Center's website at montgomeryvotesal.gov. Montgomery County, let's get out to vote on May 24th, and I'll see you at the polls.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Baker because Chip Baker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Baker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Baker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Baker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Baker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama 36109.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. If your AC system is not meeting your expectations, call us today. Our certified HVAC technicians specialize in perfecting your comfort. Family owned and operated for over 20 years with same-day service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. Count on the professionals for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Visit ClarkComfort.com to learn more. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It is still hot and dry, at least through Friday. And once again, today will be very close to the record high. Sunshine, dry, and hot with a high temperature up to about 96. The record for today is 97. Tonight, mostly clear, mild, overnight low temperature around 70. Friday, more sun, hot, breezy, with a high temperature in the middle 90s. Then Saturday and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming likely from time to time. That could affect a lot of outdoor plans, so be flexible and have a plan B. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help with low rates and an easy approval process. A home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Netflix's Squid Game sequel is finally here. But this time, instead of poor people fighting for their lives, it's Netflix employees fighting for their jobs.
Red light, green light, 1, 2, 3. Johnson from accounting, we saw you move. You are out.
A 1 week severance package? No!
Netflix needs to lay off workers, but they still need to provide new content. So why not combine the two?
Tug of war starts now! Sorry, team, you lost. Clean out your desks and start sending out your resumes. I hear they're hiring at Peacock.
Netflix's Squid Game 2, Rise of the Lambs. Because the only thing worse than being sentenced to death is being sentenced to unemployment.
Oh, this is more painful than watching Tiger King 2.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. We call it Happy Hour. It's time 93.1 of MWACV, although lately it hasn't been what you would call jitty, as Al Sharpton would say. It's Thursday, so Terry Adams is here along with Rosie Brown. Goodbye, everyone.
And here they are.
It is 3:15. First off, we have to thank, we have some thank yous for yesterday. We celebrated Jacqueline Tomlinson's birthday at Baumhauer's, and everything was great. We cleared all the appetizers, which is nice. And Liquor's Bakery did it again.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't have a picture of that cake.
Can somebody? I'll send it.
Please, because you got to see this. The work they do there is amazing. And on top of that, it's like the best cake you will ever put between your lips. Seriously, it's so good.
Delicious.
And we thank them. They've done it again. Then, I'm missing something. Well, besides my marbles rolling around. I'm getting ready to put up a post on Facebook. We opened the show with a portion of a clip. Jennifer Granholm is the moron that...
She's just running interference for the administration.
Yeah. Refusing to admit the Biden's energy policies have increased gas prices. Played a couple of minutes. I want to play the last couple here. This is Josh Hawley, one of the few. I mean, if you look at all your fingers, that's about how many committed conservatives have the guts to put these people on the hot seat.
Mm-hmm.
The rest, it's like wet finger Willie. Which way is the wind blowing? Well, I'll lean a little bit more to the right, but don't try and pin me down. Hawley is one of the one of those reliable and truly conservative people. So listen to this, nitwit. In fact, I may play the tap dancing sound effect while she tries to explain why this imbecile in the White House and all their policies are killing this country's economy. And as I mentioned yesterday, I have friends that vacation down at the beach during the summer, and I'm hearing that cancellations are soaring.
Really?
Because people can't afford to go.
Well, I know the prices have doubled.
You know, the cost of everything else.
Yeah, think about the gas you use to get down there. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
So let's see what Secretary Granholm has to say to finish this.
Off the market, thanks to rightly the United States saying we're not going to take Russian oil. Coming out of COVID.
So what explains the increase between January and August?
Coming out of COVID, there was an increase in demand because people were driving again.
Oh.
When there was no demand, the prices dropped. That is a basic law of economics. The prices dropped.
I have to say, Madam Secretary, with all due respect, your answers are insulting. And they are insulting to the people of Missouri who are looking for action. Now, you said 2 months ago your department was on war footing. What are you doing to bring down the price of gasoline, which has been going up consistently since you took office?
The price of gasoline is derived from the price of oil. The price of oil is at $110 a barrel.
What are you doing to decrease it?
On a global market. Sir, if you could let me finish.
If you would answer my question.
I am answering your question, sir.
No, you're not, bitch.
Oil is traded on a global market. We are paying extremely high prices today, just as they are in Japan.
What are you doing to get it down?
Just as they are in Germany.
What are your answers?
I can't listen to this woman anymore.
I can't handle it. She's skirting around it. She's doing a better dance than anybody I've ever seen.
And not answering the question.
No, of course not. She's dancing all around it.
It started on day one when you turned off the domestic spigot.
Yep. Cut off all the pipelines.
And now we got to go begging Venezuela and Iran. And we were buying oil from Russia until we found out about it. And I said, well, why are we against Putin and Ukraine if we're buying oil from him and underwriting his war effort, basically? It's also forking stupid that I'm lucky I don't come in here with my head exploding at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, tell me about it.
All right, our first call of the afternoon is Kenny from Maxwell.
Well, good afternoon, everyone.
How are you? Thanks for coming last night, too, by the way.
Hey, listen, we thank you guys because we enjoy it. It was great to meet Jay Quillen. I mean, I've seen her before, but I never had a chance to actually speak to her, so... That was very rewarding. The cake was beautiful. I took a picture of it, and my wife, who knows I don't eat cake, was just sitting there telling everybody that he's eating cake. So that cake was fantastic, and I don't eat cake.
Hey, that's quite the compliment.
High praise indeed.
Yeah, I mean, she knows I just don't eat cake. I don't have a sweet tooth, but we had a great time as always. It's great to talk to everybody and just to share some thoughts. And it was a great party. I didn't realize that it was Randall's birthday as well, so that was great that he got a few happy birthday, Randall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thrown his way.
I always feel flattered when Randall shows up.
Yeah, we just love the fact that we always feel welcome. You know, it's a great bunch of people, to hang around. And it's great to put faces with voices. Because you hear people, and everybody kept asking me, who's the guy with the white hair with the ponytail? I don't know.
Jimmy.
Yeah, so we finally figured it out. But anyway, yeah, that piece that you just played, you know, the Democrats' playbook is to never answer a direct question directly.
No.
They always dance around it. Hillary did it. Obama did it.
They throw a word salad at you or platitudes.
Yeah, they cannot answer a question. And the truth is, yeah, the price of fuel in this nation began rising the day the man took office and said, I'm cutting the Keystone Pipeline.
Yep.
You know, so I don't care about, well, it's the Russian war. It's this, and look, let's face this. When did anybody ever think that the United States of America, the breadbasket of the world, would have empty store shelves, would have baby formula shelves? All these things have happened, like, since they took office.
Yeah.
But they can't take responsibility for anything.
No.
Unless it's something that somebody else did, then they want to take credit for it.
Hey, they got the White House, they got the Senate, they got Congress. And all they do is piss and moan, in all caps, please.
Oh, yes. Mm. So, I hated to bring more doom. But yes, we thank you because we had a great time last night. So.
Good. I hope somebody listening will say, you know what, maybe I'll try that Wednesday thing we do at 9 hours.
Yeah, I think it's fun.
Thank you, Kenny.
All right, you have a great day.
And good day to your beautiful bride. It is 3:21. Folks, you know, we still have a week left to go with these primaries, so we have a lot of political messages. Just reminding you to please be patient. At 3:22, Adams Drugs is, you know, every time I go down Vaughan Road, there are a couple of chain pharmacies there that have drive-thrus. And when I look at a car, I expect to be maybe fourth or fifth if you're waiting for cheeseburgers, but not your medicine. Yet, people do that because they're jammed up. They have no time to talk or answer questions. Just be grateful you got your prescription filled and get out of here. I mean, it's a horrible attitude. There's no customer service.
It's dehumanizing.
Literally, almost like it's deliberate in a way. But that memo has not gotten to Adams Drugs, where you have 12 locations that are so on the same page when it comes to providing a welcoming atmosphere and appreciation for your business. Pharmacists who, yes, I will come from behind the counter and talk to you about this medication if you have questions. It's your health. It's your life. It's so important. They also have additional benefits, like all your over-the-counter needs there. That's where I found my Pedialyte Ice Pops, which are really good on a hot day like this. Seriously, you need a little energy boost. That's one way to do it. They also have gift shops. It's just a great environment. Now, they have a state-of-the-art computer system that can move you from wherever you are right now doing your prescriptions to their location and transfer your refills, all of it. And can do that in a matter of seconds. After that, it's very personal, it's very old-fashioned, and it's much better. AdamsDrugs.net. Find the one nearest you, by the way, 4F Health Clinics. So if you need a vaccination or a shingle shot, if your doctor's prescribed something, they can take care of you at those four locations, including one right up the street from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael. This is Larry Hart.
Hey, Larry.
Good afternoon, Greg. How are y'all?
Yeah,
me too. Two topics I want to hit on with regards to the oil prices. Being from, you know, grew up halfway between here and Mobile down in southern Alabama, and have a classmate who works for Transocean. They're the company that goes around and puts down these oil wells for BP and the big Exxon Mobil oil companies all over the world. He's traveled all over the world putting oil wells down, put them down for years and years. He even put in Deepwater Horizon, which I can tell you about that sometime, too. So 2 years ago, when the Biden administration took office, my friend Mike, who'd been with Transocean Worldwide Company for over 20 years, lost his job. Why? Because they knew the policies the Biden administration was putting into place would cause oil production to go through the floor. To the point that for the first time in the history of the oil industry, they started deconstructing wells they had put up, knowing that they wouldn't get to use them anymore.
Yeah.
Never been done in the history of oil industry. They started tearing down oil wells they had put up. Typically, they would just cap them, wait for the price to go back up, and start pumping again. But they knew that wouldn't happen. They started taking them out.
While you're speaking, they just showed the national gas price averages at 4.58 for regular unleaded, and that's up from 4.41 a week ago. 4.58. This is disaster for a lot of hardworking people. Folks, you got to make your voices heard. You cannot, we just cannot sit and roll over for this crap show.
And then the cause and effect to that was because they started shutting the production down, the refinery capacity started shutting down, and so we can't ramp refineries back up fast enough to get the capacity we need.
But it seems
they're reacting to the policies that were enacted when the Biden administration took office.
You are correct. There is no dispute in what you say, and we appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you. We are at 3:26, so we're going to take a quick visit to the traffic dungeon and then come back. I still have a Tucker clip I want to play. I'm not sure if it's from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or
doesn't
today.
Matter. He's spot on every day.
Yeah.
He is. And, he has now become the Donald Trump to the left. I mean, they're all trying to...
I'm surprised they haven't tried to kill him yet.
You know what? I cannot disagree with you.
No.
Because we know they're capable.
Uh-huh.
We know a family that knows how to get rid of its enemies. Checking traffic at 3:26.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic folks just rubbing fenders everywhere this afternoon. We've got an accident, the 4500 block of Atlanta Highway. That's going to be just past the Publix at Dalreda up near Hagler Auto Service. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We've got an accident with injury, 8500 Vaughn Road. That's going to be just about at the entrance to Wind Lakes. Use caution there. There's injuries involved in that one. And we've got an accident, I-85 southbound. It's against the center divider just before the flyover ramp. Use caution there. Traffic is backed up to about South Union. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota on the East Boulevard. You can also see their entire inventory and shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Are you tired of electing Republicans who just turn out to be politicians? I'm Robin Leidecker, a Republican running for place 2 on the Alabama Public Service Commission, and I want to do government differently. If you elect me, I won't blend in with the big government crowd. I am always true to my conservative principles. I am a public servant, not a politician. On May 24th, vote Robin Leidecker, Alabama Public Service Commission, place 2.
Paid for by the committee to elect Robin Leidecker. P.O. Box 1671, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
Andrew Sorrell, husband, father, Christian, small business owner, and a proven fiscal conservative. For the last 4 years, Andrew Sorrell has been representing the families of Alabama House District 3 as their state representative. And now he wants to take his common sense conservative approach to Montgomery to serve as our next state auditor.
If you believe in government accountability, I'm Andrew Sorrell, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by committee to elect Andrew Sorrell. P.O. Box 2876, Muscle Shoals, Alabama 35662.
Tim James, Governor.
The culture war has come to Alabama. Parents, grandparents, are you watching? There's a war going on between common sense and crazy.
Tim James.
A Supreme Court nominee who can't even tell you what a woman is. The best woman swimmer is actually a man. And recently, the first transgender public school in the South, chartered in Alabama with millions of your tax dollars. It's called the Magic City Acceptance Academy. And recently, the faculty put on a drag show on campus for the children. It's heartbreaking. It's not education. It's exploitation. It's got to stop.
Tim James, Governor.
What are we doing to our kids? Who let this happen? I'm Tim James. That's enough. It's time to fight back.
Paid for by Tim James, Governor, 2022.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yellowstone prequel with Harrison Ford. Scene 1. Take 37. Action.
Does Yellowstone have snakes? I hate snakes.
That's not the line, but let's keep it rolling.
Rolling? Like a big boulder rolling at me?
For the last time, this is not Indiana Jones.
You're right. The hat's too big.
Just take it from the moment where you're looking out at the field.
An asteroid field? Chewie, get the shields up!
No, this is not in space. It's a field, like a ranch, a prairie, a plain.
A plain?
You got it. Now just do the line.
Get off my plane.
Close enough. We'll fix it in post.
Cue the music.
No! Cut! Cut!
Fortune and glory, kid. Fortune and glory.
Hey, work as deep into your life as you can. That's what I say, because I have to. Or you'll find Mrs. Rutabaga at the exit on I-85 at the Boulevard with a cup.
No.
So, good for you, Harrison Ford, but they are making another Indiana Jones movie.
Are you serious?
And I think he's like 77.
Isn't he, correct me if I'm wrong, Greg, but hasn't he been in more blockbusters than any other actor?
You know, they have a way, and probably Google it and find out, of measuring. It's actually somebody who's not what you would call an A-lister, but has managed to become part of the cast of huge movies.
Other than Kevin Bacon.
That's an interesting thought. I'd like to look that up.
Okay.
We have Papa B waiting to speak with us on the phone at 3:33.
Oh, boy. $6 a gallon gas. I can't wait.
Oh, man. When does the revolution start? Let's get it over with.
You know, the thing is, some people are asking the Democrat, like this guy that was asking this lady, in the little hearing, questions like, "Why are you what are you doing to do to, you know, get it better?" Or anything like she doesn't know. She knows. They know. All they have to do is open up drilling, open up, you know, domestic supply. We were energy independent. They already know, and so they are doing what they want to do. It's not like they didn't know. No, this was all going to happen.
They're not even hiding it anymore.
No. And so, I mean, the obvious answer, and probably the most obvious, would be that it's clear now they are married to the radical green agenda.
Yep.
Very much.
And this mythological fuel sources that we're going to have.
Yeah. And
once we force people to get off of diesel, natural gas and
the
oil.
Best part is, though, the guy that was at the forefront of the green movement and made himself very wealthy by producing great electric cars, Elon Musk, called them the party of division and hate.
Because they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the other part of it.
Tell it like it is.
Exactly.
You know, it's the one thing that I think, though, Greg, is this. There's not just the green agenda, okay? I think there are people in our government that make bukoodles of money on the gas and natural gas supply as long as their prices are up. And, you know, I just tell you, I don't know if I can prove this or not. I can't just ride, but I think that when the gas prices went so low, they stopped making money. I wonder if, like, people like Dick Cheney and the Bushes, you know, or big oil folks and over in the Middle East and such as that, you know, their ability to make money was terribly, you know, reduced during Trump's years.
We all know, look, they're all part of the same cabal. There is one party. They're often referred to as the Uniparty. And,
right.
And that's why Republicans, the brand is so weak sauce.
Right wing. Terrorists.
You know, oh, my God. I just want to...
It's more to it than the green agenda is my point. I think there's money involved in it.
Oh,
when the
always.
Prices are high,
always.
When they force
money
the
is always
high,
involved in
that means that people can make money. If the prices are low, they're not making any money. So there you go.
You yeah. are correct.
Anyway. Simple.
Thank you, Papa B.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good man. I have a secret, but I can't tell you what it is yet about Uh-oh. Georgia Flores Direct. It is the
what?
Coolest in all the years, in all the time. I'm starting to remind myself of Humphrey Bogart.
I love Humphrey Bogart.
Oh, me too. Me too. Absolutely. One of the greatest of all time. The GOAT, as they say.
I agree 100%.
Except, as you can tell, I'm... here we go.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Of all the sponsors I have on my show, I've got one with a secret that I will be able to tell you soon. I just think it's so exciting. And I've been here long enough to see... It's just something that's maybe... I just found out about it last night. I can't even tell you where I found out about it from because...
Well, that would defy the whole secret
I
thing.
I think can't I know.
But it's good news. It's just great news. And Georgia Flores Direct has always been the great answer. They're... The whole idea... And this is, again, why they've been in business for 50 years. Smart people think ahead.
Exactly.
And last year, they acquired containers, you know, those giant things you see on the cargo ships, of great flooring, but they got it last year at the wholesale price that was available then.
Smart.
So it may be 2022, but when you walk into Georgia Flores Direct, they dial it back actually a little more than a year because what you see in there was purchased before the inflation hit. So you're going to get a great deal, wholesale price, installed by their people, and Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of Floriers will help you navigate that massive building and find what you need with the budget you have to work with. By the way, 12 months good as cash for qualified customers, too. Georgia Floors Direct. This is why they've been a flooring destination for 50 years on the Boulevard, 50-plus years, actually.
Yep.
On the Boulevard across from Lowe's, and also look up Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook. Soldier Boy.
Good afternoon, lady and gentlemen.
Yes.
Hello.
I have to disagree somewhat with Papa B on why the price of gas is extremely high. I think it's because of regulations. I remember when Jen Psaki says, oh, there's all these tracks and all this land and everything. And then I watched on Tucker and they have some of the gas and the drilling people say they got to jump through so many hoops and so many hurdles and pay so much money.
That's
and it's
true.
So freaking heavily regulated by the EPA. It's not a cost-effective to drill.
Well, you know, that's why Trump, when he went in, he said for
deregulation, right?
Regulations. Yes.
That's the first thing he did the first day, didn't he? A lot of that stuff he discussed.
Yes.
Because our economy, as a capitalist economy, it needs to have some regulations, but not to where the point where you can't even compete.
Exactly.
That we have to get oil down in South America.
Well, Soldier Boy, you know as well as I do, capitalism, get out of the way and let it go. If once you do that, it cannot be beaten.
You sound like Mr. Trump.
Well, it's true.
That's exactly what he said.
How the hell do you think Donald Trump got us under $2 a gallon for gas with 1.9% inflation?
Yep.
He got the government the hell out of the way.
And that's the problem. You're right.
And we have too many imbeciles and nitwits in this country who think the government can solve problems. The government creates problems.
Yep, cradle to grave, baby.
And who closed the tracks on the Gulf of Mexico and Alaska oil drilling last week?
Oh, you know who.
Yeah.
You know.
The worse it gets, the worse it gets, the more Joe doubles down and makes another stupid move that drives the prices even higher. It's almost like they just want to get our cars off the road.
Yeah, they do. They do.
They double down every time, even if it's unsuccessful.
Yeah. Because who's going to stop?
It's unsuccessful every time.
Who's going to stop?
Every time. Soldier Boy, thank you for the call. We got to take a break here. Local news at 3:40.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama's Republican primary has become a race to the right, with candidates staking out extreme positions on abortion, immigration, gun control, and LGBTQ issues. The race was originally thought to be a cakewalk for incumbent Governor Ivey, but flank challengers Tim James and Lindy Blanchard have closed the gap. Mayor Stephen Reed discussed his jobs program with Montgomery Leaps and Parks and Recreation Department yesterday. The program is meant to engage the young people and give them more opportunities. The Summer Youth Employment Program fuels education and gives kids an opportunity to learn more about careers they don't have access to. The governor, along with Director of Tourism Lee Sintel, reported a great recovery for Alabama's tourism. The national tourism industry suffered a drop during 2020 due to the global pandemic. Alabama is one of many states that recovered strongly in 2021 with 28.2 million visitors. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Who's that? Heck of a shot.
Oh, that's Jeremy Oden.
You mean always toting Jeremy Oden?
Pull! Yeah, that's the one. Always toting Jeremy Oden.
Dang, he's busted every clay so far.
Well, that's what Jeremy Oden does. Real efficient. Kind of the way he runs the Public Service Commission. Shooting down higher energy prices and busting up Biden's socialist agenda. Pull!
Ah, that's why he's always toting.
Yep.
Handpicked by Trump, right?
Uh-huh. Trump knows he'll take aim at Biden's Green New Deal. Always fighting for Alabama jobs, lowering costs for Alabama families, and putting American energy first.
Heck, sounds like I'll be voting for always toting.
Jeremy Oden, yes, sir. Alabama's best shot.
Paid political advertisement, Jeremy H. Oden, P.O. Box 9, Eva, Alabama.
Pull!
Folks in Autauga and Elmore counties know the difference between right and wrong. When politicians say one thing but do another, it's time for change in the statehouse. Jerry Starnes is a change in the right direction. He's a husband, a father, and a Christian conservative. Jerry Starnes is a Purple Heart decorated veteran. Jerry Starnes is a man of strong character, a man who loves his wife, and a man you can trust. Paid for by Jerry Starnes for State House of Representatives, 1695 Winstone Way, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. It is still hot and dry, at least through Friday. And once again, today will be very close to the record high. Sunshine, dry, and hot with a high temperature up to about 96. The record for today is 97. Tonight, mostly clear, mild, overnight low temperature around 70. Friday, more sun, hot, breezy, with a high temperature in the middle 90s. Then Saturday and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming likely from time to time. That could affect a lot of outdoor plans, so be flexible and have a plan B. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CB&S Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Inflated price that you cannot afford, so I think it's time for a gas check.
Gas check, yeah. I can't believe how much we have to pay. Rice is going up every day. It costs me an arm and a leg.
I got a big car and it's breaking the bank. Need a stimulus now from a gas check. I got an SUV, it's always gas guzzling. They need to make that government cash keep coming.
A gas check is now the only way to keep from the quick bankrupt. Gas check, baby.
A gas check, baby.
Am I doing the wrong thing by playing these? I thought they might be cathartic, these parodies on rising gas prices.
Nah, they're okay. They're good. Play them. I like them.
I do, too. Especially when they're good songs to begin with.
Yeah, exactly.
That one, right there.
Earworms.
If you didn't make it to Bomb Hours last night, just posted the picture of the incredible cake that Ligger's Bakery made for the occasion. Thanks to everybody who came out and joined us. It's nice, you know, the cool thing about... And it's not, look, it's not a club. We don't have any secret ceremonies. You don't have to...
No secret handshakes.
Yeah. No, it's... The thing everybody has in common is this radio station. And such a great group. And get you introduced. And trust me, so many friendships have grown out of this over... And I keep forgetting, we've been doing these since Bob Baumhauer was in the old location across the street from the current one. In a nice little party room there, we used to do live shows back on the AM.
On the AM.
On the AM station. Anyway, we are there every Wednesday night after this show. Some arrived before. And we appreciate everybody who does. Let's see what's on Red Top's mind today.
Hey, Greg, you know, thinking over the years how long you've been there, it's been like five lifetimes. Worth of stuff happened in the past
15
years, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 17. We've been right through the middle, brother.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. I've hardly aged.
Oh, yeah.
Physically during this time, but.
Well, you know, damn, I guess everything's so expensive, I'm just going to keep getting skinnier, which is okay. But hey, yesterday, I went over $120 fill up in my truck.
Oh, God.
Wow. Yes, sir. And, you know, there's massive price gouging going on. Golly, man, there's no reason why mid-grade should be a dollar more than regular.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense, does it?
And premium, $1.50 more than regular.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, the guy that could give us some insights on that is David Blackman, because he knows this may have nothing to do with availability. It may have to do with cracking capacity... you know, now they're and they're also in the middle of switching over to summer grade fuels. I don't know for sure, but I would like to ask him that question on Monday, or when he's on with us, call in and you ask him.
It is beyond belief, folks. No, things cannot keep up at this pace. Period, exclamation point. Something's going to break, and it ain't going to take no two damn years either, guys.
Yeah.
We better walk a fine line. Roll Tide, go Trump. See y'all later.
Hey, thank you, my friend. Hey, it's William B.
Good afternoon, everybody.
How are you, my friend?
I am doing better after last night. I got to tell you, man, that did me a world of good last night.
I'm so glad after what you've been through, man.
More than I really expected it to. It did me a lot of good. It was good to see everybody and kind of helped some healing there.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people that care.
Are you there? Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Rosie, you on the phone or are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say the last few minutes pretty much after everybody had left, but us and sitting there talking with you and Beth.
Yeah.
That was especially healing. I want to thank you for that. That was great.
Yeah, Beth Cooper was there. She's awesome.
We love you.
Yes,
love you, William B.
Yes.
Well, I love you.
Whether you like it or not. Whether you like it or not, we love you.
Yeah. And the cake was good, too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It really was. But I just wanted to tell you that was very healing last night. Still got a long way to go, but it helped a
whole lot. Hang in there, man.
Yeah.
So important.
Yes.
Thank you.
You always have friends here.
Well, I appreciate that. And I will let you get back to entertaining each other.
Yes, we're going to do that right now, as a matter of fact.
And listen to your lovely political ads.
Yeah.
There's a few of those running between now and Tuesday next week.
Just a few.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Anyway, thanks for last night, everybody. Had a great time. Enjoyed it. And I'll try to make it a little more often than I have in the past.
That'd be great,
all
William
right.
B.
We love
Take
you.
Care, my friend. Wow, look at what we have left this hour.
Holy cow.
Yes.
What a great movie.
Last night we celebrated Jacqueline Tomlinson's birthday, and she's a real person and a really, really wonderful human being. And with a family, in fact, I just put the picture of the cake. Take a look. So when you reach out to her firm with Dana Delk and Tomlinson, you are working with people that understand the feelings that go along with legal actions, that an attempt... I know this happened to a buddy of mine, and he just got not even a legal document. He got a phone message from his ex saying, I'm moving myself and my daughter to Oklahoma. Out of the blue. So how does he get visitation? These are the kinds of things that can happen post-divorce, and they're just as qualified and just as passionate about representing people who get hit with those kinds of blindsided by those life events. The most important thing is make the phone call and turn it over. You focus on you. Let them handle with their incredible legal expertise and their passion in the courtroom or a deposition or a hearing, whatever it happens to be, whether it's live or on Zoom. That's something that will mean more to you than anything else, knowing that they are in there fighting on your behalf with tooth and nail, everything they have, total passion. That's why they're in the business they're in, to help people. Reach out at 819-4810, or, and by the way, they handle other matters of family law. In fact, they've rebranded. They now represent men and women. And in fact, they did my will for me the day before I had my surgery a couple of months ago, just to be sure. You don't want to take chances.
You never
chances.
Know, Greg.
819-4810. That's Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. or online at thealabamafamilylawyers.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Thank you, Jay. Now the robust voice of Larry Stevens.
With grocery prices rising, wouldn't it be great to have a hedge against the high cost of food? Then shop Food Outlet, your anti-inflation store. At Food Outlet, everything is marked at cost. At checkout, you'll pay cost plus 10%. Most places will mark up their products 20 to 30% over cost. Listen to these specials good through May the 24th. USDA Fresh Cut Chuck Eye Steaks, $4.95 a pound. USDA Western Style Spare Ribs, $1.28 a pound. A 16-ounce package of Brian Juicy Jumbos, great for grilling, only $1.94. USDA Family Pack Chicken Thighs, $1.19 a pound. Get a package of fresh California strawberries, $2.94 a pound. The 12-pack 12-ounce cans, Coke products, $3.99. And delicious Jumbo Vidalia Onions, 98 cents a pound. Get more food for less at Food Outlet, located on Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook Shopping Center in Prattville at 720 East Main and Millbrook 3543 Highway 14. Open 7 days a week, 7 till 9. Follow us on Facebook by searching for Food Outlet and see all of our weekly specials.
They named her Tokyo Rose. That's what troops called the American woman who collaborated with the Japanese in World War II. Today, you might call the current governor China Ivy, because Kay Ivey also lines up against America's interests. Communist China has been waging a trade war on the U.S. President Trump, using targeted tariffs, fought back against China's unfair tactics. But Ivey sided with China and opposed Trump's tough trade policy. China Ivey even bragged about drawing a line against Trump. Now, documents reveal Chinese analysts rate Ivey as one of the U.S. governors, quote, friendliest to China. Under Ivey, China dominates trade with Alabama, while Ivey takes campaign money from donors linked to China. Kay Ivey, good for communist China, bad for Alabama. Paid for by Common Sense America Election Fund, Suite 515, 1390 Chainbridge Road, McLean, Virginia, 22101.
When our communities needed him, he volunteered to serve. Troy Stubbs, a former educator, he now owns a local small business in Wetumpka. Troy Stubbs will take fresh ideas and Elmore County values to Montgomery. Like Trump, he's tired of political correctness and believes real leaders get things done. Troy Stubbs stands for the flag. He's not afraid to tell you he's pro-life and will fight to kick any abortion provider out of Alabama. He's proud to be endorsed by the NRA and defend our freedoms. Troy Stubbs never runs from a fight. He'll take on Joe Biden's cancel culture any day of the week. Whether it's critical race theory, endless mandates, or some far-left idea, Troy Stubbs will fight for our freedoms and against the woke mob. Proud Alabamian, steadfast conservative Republican. Troy Stubbs for State Representative, District 31.
Paid for by Troy Stubbs for State House, P.O. Box 429, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing Dr. Alderson and the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99, and that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Your roof protects the biggest investment you will ever make.
So make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality.